Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Lots of programs coming up. One next week we want to make sure you know about if you're interested in the Veterinary Feed Directive, which takes effect January 1st, 2017. ISU Extension in Cass County is one of several sites around the state hosting informational meetings on the Veterinary Feed Directive. If you want to attend the meeting in Atlantic, it is August 29th, next Monday, 6 to 9 p.m. right here at the Cass County Community Center. There is no cost to attend, but we do ask that you give us a call here at the office to RSVP. Coming up in early September, who gets Grandma's yellow pie plate? That's the question everybody is wanting to know. And this hands-on workshop on passing on personal possessions is free to anyone who is interested in attending if you're pre-registered. Coming up Thursday, the 8th of September, again here at the Cass County Community Center, 6:30 to 8:30. Whether planning ahead or making decisions after someone has passed, this workshop helps families understand the sensitivity of issues, have clear conversations about what they want to accomplish, decide what is fair for all in the family, and understand that the belongings have different meanings to different individuals. They also help agree to manage conflict if they arise, and the workshop does come with a free book to help families have some of those conversations. Who gets Grandma's yellow pie plate? Passing on personal possessions. Again, that is Thursday, September 8th, here at the Community Center, 6:30 p.m., free to attend if pre-registered. Also, a early September deadline we don't want you to miss. We are taking applications for the next class of Master Gardeners here in Cass County. The Master Gardener program provides 40 hours of education on a variety of horticultural topics taught by specialists at Iowa State University Extension. In exchange for the 40 hours of education at the low cost of $195 for the entire course, including all resources, visits to Ames, and hands-on instruction in the greenhouses. They do ask that you take a year after that course and volunteer 40 hours of time, which once you get into it, trust me, is not that long. And then again, of course, if you want to maintain status as a Master Gardener, they ask you volunteer a little bit of time and take a little bit of time for continuing education every year, and report those hours as well. All of the information on becoming a Master Gardener, as well as how to get registered for that program, is available on the Cass County Extension website. You can actually register right online if you're interested in doing that. You can also give us a call or drop by the Extension office. We'd be happy to get you a paper registration form or send you more information in the mail or via email on how to become a Master Gardener when our classes start in mid-September. Just remember, you do need to be registered by September 1st if you are interested in becoming a Master Gardener. And finally, our last program coming up in the middle of September, Money Talk Financial Course for Women, is a series of five courses that deals specifically with setting financial goals, handling issues such as insurance, retirement, investing, and legal issues such as wills, estates, and trusts. This program is on Thursdays from September 15th through October 13th here at the Cass County Extension Office from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. It is a $25 cost for all five classes, including materials, and we do ask that you are pre-registered by the 8th of September in order to make sure we have materials available for that course. So lots of great programs coming up here at the Extension office. If you're interested in any of them, give us a call, 712-243-1132. We'd be happy to point you in the right direction. Of course, registration information and more details on those programs is available on the Cass County Extension website as well. And you can always stop in our office if you'd like to get registered for those programs and follow us on Facebook for updates on upcoming programs. Also from Iowa State University this month, just released the Acreage Living newsletter. This quarterly newsletter helps provide tips for a variety of situations that folks living in an acreage or rural setting may run up against. One of the topics is storing fresh garden produce, a very timely article by Linda Nave, a program specialist with the Value Added Ag on campus. The summer 2016 issue of Acreage Living newsletter is now available online. You can find a link to it on the front page of the ISU Extension website, or you can search Acreage Living newsletter. Also in the summer 2016 issue, Setting the Table for Iowa's Farmland Birds, Don't Sweat Those Summer Energy Bills, Identifying Ticks is the First Step in Preventing Lyme Disease, Canning a Few Wrens gardens for your garden, providing habitat, and research supports adding monarch breeding habitat to Iowa's landscape. You can find that acreage newsletter again on the ISU Extension website. Once you find it, you can also click subscribe to receive each quarterly issue right to your email inbox. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.